Thanks for the opportunity to share with you some thoughts from God's Word this afternoon. And especially want to say thanks for coming. We have more here tonight than we had at Siler City this morning. So thanks for coming. If you have your Bible or New Testament, our text for tonight will be in John. Chapter 20, we'll begin at verse 24, go through the close of the chapter, verse 31. First, let me ask some questions. What do you remember about the Apostle Thomas? What do you remember about John, chapter 20? Remember, Wednesday night we'll have John chapters 1 through 3. And I'm amazed at how much is really in those three chapters. I classify people one way. You're either a believer or unbeliever. Now I'm using belief as we sing trust and obey. So as we really think about that definition, trusting Jesus or obeying Jesus. Most Americans would say, oh, I'm a believer. But if we view a believer as someone who trusts and obeys, so are you a believer or unbeliever tonight? We'll let that be the authority of the even though it's a little faster than mine. But I want to basically just do two things this afternoon. Number one, what does the text really say? And number two, what does it mean for me if I really believe these truths and I'm trusting Jesus and obeying Him? I'm indebted to Power for Today for the outline of our text. Really got me to thinking. What's said in John 20 about Thomas? In verse 24, there will be the absent Thomas. Now, Thomas called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So, Thomas is simply absent. Verse 25, we have the unbelieving Thomas. Now think of it, an apostle that does not believe in the resurrection of his Lord. And then we also have Thomas making a demand. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. Now how's Thomas going to react? Remember, he did not see the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. You can tell me all you want to. We've seen the Lord. I'm not going to believe it. So, unbelieving Thomas and demanding Thomas, I have to see the evidence for myself before I'll believe. Now let's go to verses 26 and 27. Thomas is present. Now remember, he's been absent. Now he's present. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside. And then John says, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace to you. Now I checked our text in many different translations that I still have, and they were unanimous. The door is shut. We would say the door is even locked. And then there's Jesus. Peace. That would really get my attention. And that would really, in a sense, amaze me. The resurrected Lord could do that. We have to unlock the door and open the door and go in, don't we? Then I'm impressed with verse 27. Then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do you suppose Thomas ever forgot the next words of the risen Lord? Do not be unbelieving, but believe. Thomas, I want you to believe in my death, my burial, my resurrection. I'm going to have to turn the page in my Bible. Now, if we come to verses 28, 29, we have believing Thomas. We have confessing Thomas. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Jesus, you're my master. Jesus, you're who you claim to be. You're divine, your deity. I find it interesting what Jesus then said to Thomas. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. You've seen my hands. You've seen my side. You're a believer. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. I do not expect any show of hands. Have you seen the hands of Jesus? Have you seen the side of Jesus? I haven't. I'm going to assume you haven't either. Yet we believe in Jesus. And then, wouldn't this be a logical time for John to share with us why he wrote the gospel about Jesus? The purpose of the gospel, John 20, 30 and 31. And truly Jesus did many other signs or miracles in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Now remember, Thomas has probably seen some of those signs and miracles that we have. And Jesus had told him, I'm going to die in Jerusalem. I'm going to be mistreated in Jerusalem. And then he also told him, the third day I'm going to be raised. You'll pardon the expression, they heard it. But I wonder sometimes if it went in one ear and out the other. They did not grasp or understand. He's going to die. He's going to be buried. But God's going to raise him. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed of God, the Son of God. And looking ahead, I've been impressed. I've already read John chapters 1, 2, and 3. The very beginning of John, there's the emphasis that Jesus is the Son of God, the Son of Man. And then the other pictures. I've counted 30-some signs in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. My reading, I'm not going to argue with them, 35 to 43. We'll note on Wednesday night, John only selected 7 of the signs or miracles. And at least the first part of the book, he built around those 7 signs. And then tie in with our vacation Bible school, he will record the I am statements of Jesus. We'll study some of them. Not all of them, but some of them in our VBS. And then, like Matthew, Mark, and Luke, John will put great emphasis on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, look for that. John tells us why he wrote the Gospel of John. He also tells us why he wrote 1 John. I believe the same purpose would be for 2 and 3 John, and maybe even Revelation. Okay, now what does this mean to us? Thomas was absent. Do we ever lose something or forfeit something due to our absence? Something to think about, isn't it? Could I be hurting myself spiritually by being absent? Think about Thomas and what he missed that Sunday evening. Are we ever like Thomas? Well, I really don't believe. I can be quite demanding. I want my way. And I want it right now. Are we ever like Thomas? I'm really not trusting Jesus. I'm really not following Jesus. I'm trusting something else. I'm following something else. Am I a believer or unbeliever? Are we ever like Thomas? And then we're moved? When we realize that Christ is who he claimed to be. Are there times when we're willing to stand up and say, I believe? I'll even confess. And I thought a lot about it. I'm glad Thomas finally said, well, Jesus, you're my Lord. You're my God. And I would even say tonight, he needs to be my Lord and my God. But think of Thomas. Going from an unbelieving Thomas to a believing Thomas. Lest I say for myself, I'm not going to acknowledge his resurrection. But then he changed his mind. And the blessing on me, on you. We haven't seen Jesus. But we look at the evidence in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the rest of the New Testament. And we say, my Lord and my God. Are we ever like Thomas? And I don't care what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John say about Jesus. Or do you suppose he was moved by what they had to say about Jesus? Now, how should we apply the confession and the purpose of John? Now, I grew up and it helped me remember doubting Thomas. I wonder now, though, if the emphasis shouldn't be on believing Thomas. And the Thomas that said, my Lord and my God. And according to tradition, the Thomas that died for Jesus. So, think about it. I wonder now, should the emphasis not be on his doubt, but on the life he lived after John 20? A believer, a confessor, one that is obedient. So, think about that. What do we want those of us of all ages to go away from VBS? Doubting Thomas? Or what's really important in this life is what we think about Jesus and whether we say Jesus is who he claimed to be. Not a liar, not a lunatic, but who he claimed to be. And as Thomas then confessed, Jesus, you're my Lord. Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings. So, I think, believe, that's where we need to put the emphasis this afternoon. What do you really think of Jesus? How does your life and mind reflect our thinking about Jesus? Are we more like the doubting Thomas? Or more like the believing Thomas? And confessing Thomas. Now, I have been known to push the clock. I'm not going to do that this afternoon. So, you want to give me a big gold star? You can. But if you don't, that's okay too. But seriously, why do we have an invitation? Come as a doubter or come as a believer? So, this afternoon, do you need to obey the gospel? Do you need to come back home? How do you need to respond to the Jesus that left heaven, lived on this earth? I wouldn't want to be crucified, but that's how he died. what do you really think about that Jesus that loved you so much that he gave his life? I do not believe heaven's a myth. I do not believe that prayer just goes as high as the ceiling. Or it has a psychological benefit, but that's it. I believe that Jesus is Lord. And he is the Son of God. We're going to have a song this afternoon. And our question is Jesus your Lord? In mind? Is Jesus really God? You have God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. Incidentally, I had to wait on the table this morning as well as present the lesson, so that was okay. At least I didn't have to leave the scene. Didn't have to declare an emergency. I view it, the Father, Son, and Spirit are really interested in what you think about Jesus. And they're looking even this afternoon. Are you a believer or unbeliever? Do you believe in Jesus? Will you repent of your sins and follow Jesus? Will you confess Jesus? Will you be baptized into Jesus? Will you live for Jesus the rest of your life? And I will have to admit that sometimes I wonder, they broke in the doors and they said, are you a believer? Are you going to stand up and confess Jesus? What would I say? Now hopefully I'd say, yes, I'm a believer. Yes, I'm trying to confess and acknowledge and follow Jesus. Kill me if you want. That would be tragic. But I sometimes wonder, could that be easier than living every day for Jesus? And my life saying, well, Harry believes that Jesus is Lord. I wonder why. Harry believes that Jesus is God. I wonder why. So, I view heaven saying, I wonder if there's going to be a response this afternoon. That's Sam. So, would you like to come? Or we ask you to stand and deal with the police.